While the tradition of American Thanksgiving dates back more than 380 years, there's a new Thanksgiving tradition in Massachusetts. It's celebrating the cranberry harvest. Jeff LaFleur, executive director of the Cranberry Growers Association, says that for the past 5 years, people from all over the United States and around the world have been coming to the nation's largest and oldest cranberry farm, 80 Make Peace, to watch the harvest.
And people just love to come out and see the crystal blue water and the crimson red fruit floating on top of it, because I think it is probably one of the most picturesque harvests in all of American agriculture.
The cranberry vines, twisting together in specially constructed lowlands, have disappeared under knee-deep water. On this sunny day, with blue skies overhead, the flooded field looks like a new box of crayons. Bright green and yellow harvesters glide through the bog, and millions of tiny red berries pop to the surface, creating a kaleidoscope of rich colors. Mike Hogan, executive director of 80 Make Peace, says the harvest is his favorite time of year.
We flood the bogs that they grow on, and then we use specialized equipment to beat the fruit off the vines. And they have little seeds, little air pockets inside, and seeds. Those air pockets allow them to float when we pick them on the water, and that makes it easier for us to harvest them. The rest of the year is a lot of hard work using sand and water to manage pests, to help strengthen the root systems.
During the 80 Make Peace harvest celebration, visitors enjoy food, games, and entertainment near the farmhouse-like offices, then take a bus ride out to the cranberry bogs. Once there, they can walk down to the water's edge to see the berries up close, climb a platform for a higher perspective, or even take a helicopter ride for a true overview of the harvest. Cranberries were introduced to the European pilgrims by Native Americans. Jeff LaFleur explains that because the colonists had never seen anything like them, they relied on what they knew to name them.
They thought that the flower blossoms of the cranberry resembled the head of a crane in their native countries, so they began calling them craneberry. Eventually it lost its E and became cranberry.
However you spell it, Mike Hogan says there's just nothing like a good cranberry.
They are tart and tangy, especially when they're ripe. Very few people will eat them without some additional seasoning or sugar.
The majority of 80 Make Peace's cranberries are used for craisins, a sweetened dried snack similar to raisins, as well as sauce and juice. The company is one of 600 cranberry growers across Canada and the United States that are part of the Ocean Spray Cooperative, the largest distributor of cranberry products in the world. Hogan explains that the growers are all in the northern part of North America.
And the reason why cranberries are grown only in certain parts of the world is that you need certain number of degree days that are warm enough to support the growth of the plant and the berry. But you also need cool nights. And the cool nights are what give the berry their color, their red color. And it's also what gives some of the sugar content and the crisp taste that's in there.
There are many varieties and sizes of cranberries these days, from the old-fashioned pea-sized fruit all the way up to new hybrids the size of seedless grapes. The century-old vines in the Make Peace bogs produce the traditional small berries Americans are most familiar with. For years, when Americans thought of cranberries, they associated the fruit with Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners, and they still do. In fact, the average American family buys one bag of cranberries for each holiday meal. That's about 35 million bags, or 15,000 tractor trailers full. In addition to spicing up the meal, the berries also add a festive touch to traditional holiday garlands to drape around the Christmas tree. But today, as Mike Hogan notes, cranberries are a year-round fruit. Over the past decade, researchers have discovered that they are high in antioxidants, which may also play a role in helping to prevent heart disease and certain cancers.
There's a very rapidly growing business in what's called nutraceuticals, using oils and powders and resins from cranberry because of the health benefits for things like cosmetics, sports drinks, sports energy bars. In parts of Asia, it's also used as a nutrition supplement.
The little red berries have been shown to have many other benefits for the body. The Cranberry Growers Association's Jeff LaFleur points to their anti-adhesion properties.
Cranberries have been so beneficial for urinary tract infection prevention because, frankly, it just prevents bad bugs from sticking, if you will. And it's anti-adhesion properties that really give it some powerful strength, not only for urinary tract health, but also we're seeing as anti-cancer properties, periodontal benefits. So it's got a lot of different benefits that are yet to be recognized and are just starting to be promoted throughout the industry.
In an effort to identify more health benefits, the Cranberry Institute is conducting research on the fruit's anti-aging properties, which may help to protect the brain from neurological damage and subsequent loss of cognitive and motor skills. So while the cranberry is a big part of the American Thanksgiving, it may very well give people around the world reason to give thanks as well, for their health. For VOA News Now, I'm Erica Celeste in Wareham, Massachusetts.